Good afternoon and welcome to Costa Rica Travel by Baker Filling Adventures. We're going to talk today about health and pet sitting around the world.
Welcome, welcome to one more week of Pura Vida Perspective. We are here again. Sara, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a good week. How are you guys doing?
Great. Great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been fun to having you, man.
It's been fun to be here.
How do you like it?
I like it very much. It's like I said, it's my first podcast, so it's a nice experience, a nice introduction into the world of podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, well, today, so if you're just tuning into this one, maybe you didn't see or hear the last few episodes, we have Bastian Baker with Costa Rica Travels by Baker Filling Adventures.
We need to change that name.
I was like, I have to write it down. I've said it a bunch of times now. You know, I did a little introduction in the last ones. He's got some amazing stories to share. So if you didn't see the last episode where we talk about kind of integrating in other countries and also budget travel, just check those last episodes and you can kind of hear a little bit more of their story. And we're going to learn a little bit more of their story today. And they have an amazing YouTube channel where they share their travels, their adventures. They definitely have some upcoming fun adventures that we're going to hear about.
I want to make a little compromise. I know your wife, she's not really a camera person, or she really doesn't love cameras, but come on over. Come on over.
She's hating it.
Come on, just say hi. Just come over, stand right next to him and just say hi. You don't have to be here the whole podcast.
I'm going
to
hear this the whole way back.
Just say your name.
Hi.
Just say your name, share your name, and you can go back.
I'm Yolanda, and this is my husband, and he's doing great. So
thank you. Thank you for your courage. I really appreciate that.
She's all right. She's
like, this is not what she wanted to do. We actually talked about this at dinner last night about how much she does not like this.
I understand, and he told me before, but that's what I say. I'm making a compromise. I'm not asking her to say the whole episode, but I did want people to see who she was because she's really, really lovely.
Well, that's why I always try to put her up front in the videos and, you know, because she is really lovely and she's the best thing that ever happened to me. But she hates it. And I'm like, I want people to see how great you are. And I really dragged her in the beginning when we sold our house and we started this journey. Like, we're going to vlog our travels around the world. You need to be part of this. And I managed to have that for like a year and a half. And then I looked back in the videos and I could see her face. I'm like, we need to make a different compromise. So she's behind the camera. She does my thumbnails. She does a lot of work for me behind the camera. But we made a compromise that I will no longer drag her in front of the camera unless it's like on a surfboard, you know, like in the background, but not at the main.
Well, this is not his fault. This is on me.
Yeah, this is Kaido's fault.
Thank you for saying that. I will repeat that on the way back home later on.
On the right back. Yeah, it was Kaido.
He said it was his fault.
Yeah, it was Kaido. Yeah,
we got it on camera, so I'm in the clear. I don't have to sleep on the couch tonight.
Well, I'm glad you're here again, and I'm really excited, and I think other people will be excited too, because this is a topic that I've been asked about a lot, and I don't have really much experience with it. House sitting. So house sitting, pet sitting. This is a huge topic that I've had people say, well, how can I get into that? And you guys really broke your way into that here in Costa Rica. So I want to hear, you know, from you.
But I have a first question. Did you ever did this in other countries or Costa Rica was your first country to do this?
It is the first. We've done other countries in the meanwhile. We've been in Panama for 3 months as well. But that was in the time that we've been in here in Costa Rica. Costa Rica was the first.
So your first time to pet sit was in Costa Rica.
And it was a disaster. But let's see.
Exactly.
So, okay. Let's start there.
Of course, we always had the passion to travel the world. And we always looked like, how can we do this on a budget? Of course, the YouTube channel is a great thing, but you need to have a big follower. And when we started this journey, we had like 500 subscribers. So that's not really something to knock on doors. And Yolanda, my wife, that's how fantastic she is. She actually came with this project because, of course, we didn't make it up, but she found this way of traveling. She saw a picture of a girl sitting at a pool. This is my life. She says, I want to be that girl. And we actually got a thumbnail of the video about house sitting where she's having exactly that on the pool with the dog. It really is a game changer because you're taking care of people's property. You're taking care of people's animal, and in exchange, you're staying at their house for free. Mm-hmm. And the accommodation is not only paid, but also the expenses like water, Electra, internet, housekeeping, the gardeners, the pool guys. And that's, oh, gardeners, pool guys, housekeepers. These are people with big houses. We're not talking about San Jose, the seventh floor. These are people with substantial big houses. So it's a nice way to stay in big places without having all the expenses and all the hassle and all the bills. And it's a great way to travel the world because this is not just Costa Rica. This is all over the world. And there's a large community. There are various websites. I always put links in my description of the videos as well. Trusted House Sitters, Mind My House, LuxuryHouseSitting.com. But you do pay. You pay for, like on a dating site, you pay for your profile. You put your pictures, pictures with dogs, whatever, you know, your selling pitch. And then the homeowners have the same. They have a profile with pictures of their house, their pets, the chores, whatever they're expecting you to do with the dates. You apply. You say, hey, this is interesting. I want to go to this place so-and-so date. And, of course, you're not the only one who applies. So it's like a job interview. So you have to, you know, you have to get a good introduction mail, make it personal, talk about things you read in the profile, talk about their house, talk about their pets, name their pets, make it personal. So you have more chance of being picked. And of course, they read your profile. If you've done this for more times, you'll have your reviews, whatever. And then you get picked, if you get picked, and then you, yeah, you go to this place and they leave and they trust you with their house and everything. And of course, you send pictures of the dogs every other day. You keep them, you know, updated, which is important as well. And it's a great exchange and everybody's happy. And of course, we are working on a laptop, so we are always at home. So I can guarantee you that 90% of my house sit, I'm at your house. Okay. I'm taking care of your stuff. And because I have my own schedule, I can drop what I'm doing and pay attention to your dog who's trying to get attention. So we love animals. So it's all about the animals. And I can guarantee you that your dog will get more attention when you're gone than when you're home. So we spoil them. We teach them some tricks if we can. You know, we were a great time. But this is really, if you like traveling, if you like adventure, if you want to experience living in different places, this is a great lifestyle.
Okay, but tell me about the...
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay, well, so...
Your first experience.
This all happened when the pandemic was at a high, sort of all the border closed. So we already prepared ourselves to travel the world, sold everything, and et cetera. And all these borders closed down. So we had like several houses that kind of canceled on us just before we came to pack our suitcase. And we got frustrated because we slept on the kitchen floor for 4 months in a friend's house. And at some point I said to my wife, I said, listen, I don't care what you're going to find. I don't care where you're going to find it. But the first house sit opportunity you find, I don't care where or what, we'll go. So she found one. There were four borders open. It was Mexico, Iran, Brazil, and Costa Rica. And she found one in Bijagua, which the name already says enough. Blech, agua, a lot of water. So we said, okay, you know, there were five papers with instructions. I said, I don't care. I'll read it on the plane. I'll have the milk cows. I don't care. Let's go. So this was on a Sunday evening, but she agreed to have us. We booked our ticket, and Thursday we were gone. So we arrive at Bijagua, and this is, Bijagua is one main street, and that's Bijagua. Mm-hmm. There's not much there. And then there's this neighborhood. There was a typical tico place. So this is great. And they had a massive yard. And there were banana trees. There were fruits. There were 18 chickens with two turkeys, four roosters, a dog, two dogs, and a cat. So it was a house full. But then it's very moldy because it's big agua. So we had to clean everything every day. All the dishes, all the this, all the that. But we didn't really get the proper instructions because what happened is that this was a 9 month house sit, but we only did the final month. There were other people taking care of the place before us.
Okay.
And let's just say that they didn't leave the place the way it was expected. Okay. So we kind of, and they knew that. That's why they didn't finish the 9 month. Okay. So they kind of looped having to confront the owners in the last month. And we came there knowing nothing. And
right.
Yeah, we kind of got that on our plate. So we spend a lot of time working, cutting banana trees, and we're like, machete man, you know, I never had, because in Holland, you're not allowed to go with a knife.
Yeah, you never had a machete in your hand.
Here I am cutting trees and chopping and then raining and pouring rain. At some point, you know the movie Ace Ventura, when he's on the boat in the end and it's storming and he looks to God like, is this all you got? I literally stood in the yard, pouring rain, so frustrating, and I just, oh, is that all you got? And you know, apparently it wasn't, because it started to get worse, the weather. So yeah, that wasn't all we had. That was really frustrating, because we kind of had to deal with the problems that were left behind. And so they left, and a couple of days later we got a phone call. Oh, hey, listen, we broke a couple of lamps. You need to replace them. You need to go to Cañas.
Wow.
Now, Cañas is a 40-minute drive. We didn't do this. So we had to drive 40 minutes to pick up a couple of lamps that they broke. I'm like, okay, I'm doing this, you know, favor. And then, hey, we also broke the shower. You need to go fix this. Hey, you need to do this. Hey, and it just kept.
So you became a handyman instead of a house sitting.
Gosh, yeah, well, exactly. And this is really frustrating for us, because we just got here. We don't know anything about Costa Rica. We're trying to adapt. We're trying to get our YouTube channel from the ground. We just moved. Everything is going fast. It's pandemic. We don't know anything. We're in the middle of nowhere, and we get all these chores piled up. So the days are long. And we were so happy when we drove away. And that was another thing. It was raining. I think we had 4 days of good weather. Mm. And that's where we shot 6 episodes of our video. At some point, I said to my wife, you get it. You're close. Whatever you need, you have it ready. When I say go time, you get changed. You put your makeup on, and it's go time. And that's how we shot 6 episodes in those 2 days where we had dry weather. Mm-hmm. We went to Bijagua. We had go time. So when we finished this house sit and we drove out of this valley towards Arenal, and we saw the first real Costa Rica sun.
Yeah.
I literally stopped my car in the middle of the road. I got out. I turned on the volume of the music, and we just danced in the middle of the road, which is actually one of our videos. We just danced in the middle of the road. We were so happy to be away from that place. Mm. Those were 5 long weeks. So that was a very bad experience. And the second experience in Arenal, we also had a bad encounter. We were supposed to stay and take care of some lodges in exchange for video work. And we ended up doing the video work and paying for staying in the lodges. So we really felt mistreated. And at that point, I said, hey, listen, this is all fun and games, but we need to make clear that we're not getting abused. So the next house that we did, very straightforward. I'll take care of your house. I'll guard your house. I'll take care of your pets. I'll shower them with love. But I'm a handyman, but I'm not your handyman. If something breaks during my shift, I'll fix it. Don't worry. But I'm not here to paint your house. I'm not your cleaning lady. I'm not your gardener. So what is important is that before you start the house sit, you make clear, what do you expect from me? Okay. And what can you expect? And vice versa. If you want to paint something, you can ask. But if it's chores that like you would normally pay somebody to do, I'm not here for free labor. And there are a lot of house sit opportunities where people will leave stuff to the last minute, and then, oh, we just fired our cleaner, or oh, we just need to fix this, and you're not doing anything. So, but I'm working on my computer. Ah, that's not a real job. Here, I'll give you a real job. So you have to be very strict before you start a house sit to make sure what are the expectations and what is not. And of course, the benefit, if you've been doing this for a while, which we have, you build up a reputation, you build up your network. It comes to a point that we no longer have to look for house sits. We get to be picky. So now if you don't have a housekeeper, I can say, well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to clean your place. I'm going for the place that only has one dog. So you can get picky at some point. But I think the main essential here is house and pet sitting, not painting clean jobs.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you 2 questions. Do you also charge money or just the staying of the night?
That depends, because there are house sits where you get paid, which we also have done, which is great, of course, because now you have the amenities and the luxuries and you get paid for your service, which is really good, which also happens, of course, if you've been doing this for a couple of years, you get a good reputation. So we know what we are worth. We're a couple, so it's 2 of us. So that's also a benefit. Mm-hmm. We speak the language. We got the car. We're here in Costa Rica. Because the reason I say this is a lot of people, oh, we're in France. We are planning to come to Costa Rica. I want to do your house sit. It's different than, hey, we're already here. Mm-hmm. Like, I can get in my car. I'm there in an hour. Yeah. So there's a lot of beneficial factors. We worked with horses. At least my wife worked with horses. We work with a lot of animals. We grew up with a lot of animals. So there's also beneficial factors that come into place. So now you know that you got kind of, I know what I'm offering. So what are you going to offer? Mm-hmm. So it's no longer like, oh, I'm in need of a house sit. Can I please stay? Yeah, sure. I'll paint your. No. I know my qualities.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So then you get to the point where you say, hey, if you need us to house sit, for example, right now, we got a very nice place where we're staying, a steady place for until we're proceeding with our travels. So I don't need a house sit right now. But we got offers. So if people right now say, hey, I want to have your services, I don't need to be at your place. Mm. Yeah, of course. There's a fee. For example, depending where you go and what amount of animals are.
And what about the food?
Well, some people are nice enough to leave a full fridge, which is really cool, which is not something we require, but it's also always a nice, you know. But the food and the petrol is something that's our own cost.
And I'm asking this because we travel sometimes with the whole family, and we have to find someone to take care of our dogs. My niece has done it. My daughter's boyfriend has done it. I think one of my wife's nephews has done it too, but you know, we leave the fridge full of food, and you know, we pay them something. Obviously, it's not the same as what you do, because obviously you look for a long time house sit. We do it most likely for a week or less than a week.
Well, that's personal, because we have seen house sits for the weekend, we've seen house sits for a week, and we've seen house sits for like a year, where people actually go for a year.
Okay.
We actually rejected one recently for Tina Masters, but that was for a year. So because we are traveling the world, for us, it's more convenient to have long-term house sits.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, I have to pack. I have to go to your place. You have to explain me everything. I have to stay 1 or 2 days with you before you leave, which is better to get the transition. So those 2 days, I'm gone. Then you leave. It takes me 4 or 5 days or a week to get used to your place, to your pets, to the routine. So before I can actually restart my working routine, I already lost a week.
Yep.
So then I go to the next place. I'm losing a week too. Plus, when you come back, I need to have my next place to go.
Mm-hmm.
So to fit that all together is a lot of work. If I have to do this every 2 weeks, please. So the longer the house sit, the better for us, so we can install ourselves. We can explore the neighborhood. We can make deals with tour operators to do tours in that area. So for us, longer is better. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely people that just go for the weekend or a week or 3 weeks. There's all sorts and sizes and shapes of house sits.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
No, like I said, it's a great way of traveling. And at some point, we needed to do a border run, which, of course, if you're a perpetual tourist, is every 6 months now. And we found a house sit in Panama. So, okay, let's get the car, go to Panama and do a house sit there, stay there for 3 months, explore the area. So, like I said, you can travel the world and do these house sits virtually everywhere and have a good time.
Since you became an expert on this topic, have you had people approach you and ask you how it work, how to do it? Not only people from Costa Rica, but from away from Costa Rica.
Oh,
on your
sure.
videos, people that watch your videos on YouTube.
We get the question a lot, like, how do you guys do it? Because a lot of people love to travel, and everybody, that's the thing, a lot of people are not well informed. Everybody thinks that it's thousands of dollars for traveling, and it's very expensive. It can be. If you want to have steak dinner and sleep in a hotel every night, then be my guest. If you have that money, invite me. But of course, if you start to look into alternative ways, there's always alternative ways. I mean, even a workaway is an option to travel, work 4 hours a day in a hostel and get free accommodation. There's always ways. But in this way, I don't need to work, because I just need to be at your place. I just need to feed your dogs or your cats, whatever you have. I do that with love, because we love animals. So we love the company. So for me, it's not like I'm having to do something in order to stay in this place. It's a win-win.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a website called Home Exchange. I've looked into that. So like, I've thought about myself, even let's say if January of next year, I want to go try living in another country for like a month or a few weeks.
There you go.
You can either exchange directly with that person, or they give you like certain points. Like,
you can't leave me hanging here.
I know. No, don't worry. Like, people can do that. That you can do that exchange.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's even another cool thing that I've seen, you know. Let's say if someone, at some point I want to do an above garage apartment, I could put that on Airbnb and Home Exchange, get the points. Then if I want to go travel, I can use those points somewhere else at someone else's home.
Okay.
Sometimes there's pets there, but I mean, it's kind of hard to find that mutual exchange. Not impossible. You'd probably have to plan really far in advance, but
yeah, for the dates to line up. Yeah.
The dates to line up, but you could use the point. I guess using the points are just basically the exact same.
But people can be flexible. Like I say, for example, we have a house sit that finished the 15th, and then I got the next house sit in the 20th. So I got a gap. I can say, hey, listen, this is my problem. And I might stay 2 more days with you, and then three days with you. Because I said, when people come back, we always want to give an extra day. So you come back from your trip, you want to be relaxed. And that's another thing. If you want to become popular at doing these house sits and make sure that people call you back, is to walk the extra mile. your house will be cleaner than when you left. That's for sure. We're going to clean it. We're going to make it look good. So we want to always do the extra effort. So you come back, you relax, you do your thing, you unpack. And then tomorrow we'll sit down and we go over whatever happened in the time that you were gone. And when I come to a house sit, we want to, you know, same thing, 2 or 3 days so we can acclimatize. You show me the way, you show me your routes of your walking, your dogs or whatever routines you have. And then we just try to take over that routine. But what I'm getting to, the point is that it's always difficult to line things up. So when you say you've got an exchange, then you have to line up the same dates. Then when you have a house, it's just only you and your flexibility towards the house sit and the dates that they're available.
It would be complicated. You told me that someone had actually moved their dates to be so that you guys could be available for them.
That's really cool. Like when you get to the point where people ask you to come back, which is a big compliment because like I say, if we apply for a house sit and there's 40 applicants and we get the house sit, and I don't want to be arrogant, but so far, I'm knock on wood, we've never been rejected. When we apply, we have it. We know that. So when we apply, we know, oh, we have this one. But there's 4, we have this one and we have it. And that's the way you present yourself. And that's really important. You build up a network. And when people call you back, when people recommend you, we know, hey, listen, you don't know me, but so-and-so gave me your number. Then you know you did a good job. And for us, that's also, but also when you go back to a place and you see how the dogs react, you know that you did a good job. And that's important because, like I said, this is our life. We're relying on having these places to stay. So the more places you get and the more offers you get to do this house, the more picky you get as well. That gives you like guarantee that you always have a place to go to.
Yeah. Right? What would you say would be some of your tips? Let's say if someone's listening, they're curious about it. They've always kind of wanted to do it. Maybe they don't know exactly how to get started. What would be some steps that you would recommend for them to get started here, I guess, anywhere?
Well, first of all, just do it.
Yeah.
Second of all, we have seen that Costa Rica and Australia, for example, are two main countries where there's a lot of opportunities for house sits. Just do it. I mean, you have to be loving for animals. That's step number one. If you don't like pets, then there's also house sits without pets, but you have to look for them. But my advice is just do it. Just do it. Just explore it and you'll get better along the way. You learn stuff. What we always do is we spend time researching, like, for example, if a cat turns their back at you, like that for us, that's insulting. But for a cat, that means they trust you. So you try to get into animal behavior. Why does the dog do this? Why does the cat do that? Your dog is doing something funny. I want to know why. So you try to improve your knowledge as well about the pets you're sitting. So you improve your quality of work that you deliver up to your clients.
What's the funniest story you have so far with a pet or a pet owner?
Funny story. You got me off guard there.
When we talked about the duck in the last episode, one of the other episodes.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Like the people had their pool just for the duck. But with every animal, there's a story. With every animal there's something different. Because that's the thing, like people, every animal has their own character. And every character is either funny or different. And you get to learn the character of the animal. For example, right now we have, we don't have, but where we're staying, there's two dogs. And one of them is my all-time favorite of all the house sits we did. And I tend not to show that because they have two dogs. They didn't have two dogs before. They do now. And the other dog's got Luna. And she's really jealous and she's really fond of me. So she's trying to, you know, wheeze her way into that. If I pet her, that's fine. If I pet him, it's not fine. If I pet both of them, it's not fine. It's that she
has to be.
Yeah, she has to. So that's kind of funny how she tries to sneak her way into getting my attention. But I love it. Animals are really nice.
All right.
For sure. And then, okay, last question from my end would be websites that you would recommend someone to sign up on that maybe you guys have had success with.
Well, the most house sits and the most known website is Trusted House Sitters. We also have Mind My House. I wouldn't mention that either. And there's also Facebook groups like House Sit in Costa Rica in case you don't want to spend the money. I mean, it's the fee is like $100 a year for Trusted House Sitters. It's worth it because what's $100 if you can stay in the houses for free? But if you don't want to have to spend the money, you don't have the budget. I think about 40% of our house sits we also got from Facebook group, like Costa Rica house sits. Bed-sitting.
Facebook, for people that is watching, in Costa Rica, gives you a lot of business. Like I can tell you 60, 70% of my car rentals come out of Facebook.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to be careful with in this case is that there's no reviews. So you have to do a little bit more investigation into, hey, who I'm getting into. There's no review, so there's no guarantee of
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the gamble of life, right? That's with everything. That's part of the adventure.
That's what we spoke on the last episode.
All right. Well, what do you think?
I think it's pretty interesting. One last question.
Sure.
If I'm a house owner and I'm thinking about, well, I'm not sure, I'm doubtful, what do you say to house owners?
Well, in this case, I would go for the people that are on the website and look for people with reviews. If you're hesitant to do this the first time, get a house sitter that's been doing this for years. Get us, for example. And get somebody with reviews so you know for sure, hey, these people have been doing this before. They know how to work with these kind of animals. They are in the, whatever it is that gives you the doubt, get somebody that's been done this before or somebody that recommends this person for you. Don't just get somebody new. Don't take that risk.
Like we always say, do your homework.
Do your homework. Correct.
Agreed. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for coming over, Sara. Thank you for making the drive all the way from Hakko to here. Always happy to have you.
Yeah, it's been a good episode. And I thank Definitely. You for sharing, both of you. And hopefully you all learned something new. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. And
thanks for having me.
And thank you to your
thank
wife.
Thank you for your
You want to come say bye?
I don't think she wants to.
All right. Pura vida.
Pura vida.